Hi there, welcome to MTM Podcast with your host Melissa James. And you know, this is just about reflecting, learning, and maybe figuring out life. Hello everybody, this is officially my first recording of Messages to Me, so welcome. Thank you for joining me for this journey. I'm so excited to do this finally after saying how long I wanted to do this for and not actually getting to it. And I gotta say a special thank you to a YouTuber by the name of I Will Find Out. And that's because I saw his video one day online and I was very impressed by the fact that he was just talking to you and vibing out. And that's really what I would have wanted to do with a podcast in the first place. I started maybe 2 years ago with Focus Pocus Podcast. So thank you if you turned into that. And now we're moving on, because my spirit squad's here, is moving on to Messages to Me. And how did this come about? Well, I was driving in my car one day and I just had this epiphany. It just came to me real quick and I was like, yeah, messages to myself. So I think I had to pull over anyways because I was doing some sort of deliveries and I looked it up. I saw a few people had the name Messages to Myself and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna go with that. I'm gonna do Messages to Me instead. And why it makes more sense is because, like I said, everyone else took Messages to Myself. But what I loved is that this is going to be a podcast that is really about the message. And for a long time, I felt like that's kind of my role here on this planet to be, and not just this planet, my role here, my sole purpose is to be a messenger, not in the sense like I'm a pastor, but just my voice is something very powerful and I'm supposed to use it. If you've ever had that inclination, like there's something you're supposed to do, this is my inclination on what I'm supposed to do. So with this podcast, I just encourage you to sort through your own thought processes and your purpose and your feelings and your inclinations and the epiphanies and whatever, so that you can get to the bottom of what you feel you're here to do and you get to enjoy life a bit more when you kind of see that. But it can also be stressful, so I'm not going to act like it's all fun and games. Because I feel like the moment I decided I'm going to use my voice or I feel like I'm a messenger or whatever, you kind of put a bit of pressure on yourself to fill in that role and be that thing. And sometimes you get caught up with like, so how do I start? What content do I put out? What do I say? Is this good enough? And part of the goal in learning or understanding your purpose is not to be perfect from day one, but to get into it. Like, it's a journey. We don't have the answers to all of this. Like, you're just figuring it out. And so I finally am okay with realizing I'm not going to be perfect on a first podcast. And if I am, that's amazing. But if I'm not, that's suspicious. No, it's not. But it's just fine. Like, this is part of it, you know? And with practice, you get better. And I was watching this video of James Baldwin yesterday. A like synopsis of his life sort of thing. And it was just saying how he was a pastor at one point. And I'm like, what? That's so cool. Like, a pastor? What? But it helped him be able to talk to different people. And I'm like, yo, that's a great message in the sense that it's just doing something that you feel is necessary at that time and it will prepare you for your eventual goal or whatever you're stepping into next. So anyway, this was really just supposed to be a 5-minute intro, and because we're approaching that 5-minute mark, let me do a very quick rundown of what you can expect by listening to this podcast. So Messages to Me, like I said, is something that came out of an epiphany, but the real purpose is that we're all mirrors, we all reflect each other. So some things I'm going through, you might be going through, some things you might be going through, I might be. And even though individual situations can be so different from each other, a lot of the things that remain the same are the energy, the emotions, and the vibration. So I feel like it's only true for me to speak about myself, and that's the only thing I could do authentically and with honesty. And why I say with honesty as if I'm gonna lie about other things, I say with honesty because, like, it's my experience. It will always be honest to myself. I can't fluff this stuff. It's just how I see things. So messages to myself, it's a space where I am telling you about my journey, but we're gonna do this in three parts. So the first part is messages to me, where I'm really gonna think about, like, just things that matter in my life, and also just, like, have a question. I might pose a question that I had to answer for myself, and or I might be in the process of answering for myself. So this will be very raw and authentic. So if I cry sometimes, that's just who I am. I get emotional about things. And then the second part is going to be mess or message. Why this is so important to me is because I browse Instagram all the time. Maybe it's an addiction sometimes, but I'm always on Instagram and I see quotes and they annoy me, but I also see conversations and they annoy me. And I just always feel like I have so much to say about it, and being in the comments is not worth, it's not enough. Like, I don't want to just type and it goes into space. I want to actually respond to this on camera live, and okay, well, not so intense, but I actually want to make a real commentary on some of these things, because people be putting out some of the most foolish mentalities, and that's my phone. But, you know, like, people be putting out so much weird, like, energy sometimes and weird thought processes. And, like, sometimes they're really old school and it doesn't make sense, because in actuality, it didn't get you very far and it didn't get anybody else very far. So why are we still empowering this? So mess or message is really about that discussion that we should be having when people put out knowledge or information that, and opinions and comments that really need to be checked. And then the next and the last segment is message to you. And this part is really interesting because I remember I had a thought years ago as to how I would like to share things with other people. And I didn't know what that would be specifically, but I wanted to just sometimes share straight up positivity, because I think we could use some more of that. And I just want to share love, because I think we could use some more of that. And so that segment was really supposed to be about just endless positivity. But now that I'm looking at it, this is really just something I'm going to give to you. So whatever the takeaway is after all of the stuff we talk about in the podcast, yeah, the message to you is whatever comes to me, whatever might need to be channeled, or whatever revelations I have as well. So that's what you can expect, a three-part podcast series. And I'll be doing this attempting weekly, but probably more often every 2 weeks. And if I up it more than that, then who cares? Because it's my world. I can do whatever I want. Yeah. And that is really it. So messages to me, welcome. I hope you're excited about this journey, because I'm figuring it out and you are too. Yeah, that's where we're going to end for today, guys. And I love it. Okay, sorry. That was a little bit of a corny moment for me. Also, my voice is going to change a lot because I just had COVID last week. So I might still be a little bit stuffy, but I feel like I'm getting better. And I may cough sometimes, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Trust me. Trust me. All right. So that's it for our very, very introduction. Very, very. Don't even laugh at my language. I read, but, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's staying. You know, the math isn't mathing. But yeah, that's today's introduction. And because I feel so excited about doing this, I'm just gonna record one time. See you guys soon.